I understand they don't want to leave it back. Okay, thank you, Debbie, and call to order the Senate Committee on Workforce. Today is Wednesday, May 16th, and 17th, sorry, do that again, sorry, for some reason. It says here, the, oh, posted, sorry. Now, we have two bills that are up for work sessions today, House Bill 3008A and House Bill 3060A. So we have heard these bills before, but I'm going to go ahead and open a work session, and then Deborah can tell us about them. So opening a work session on House Bill 3008A. Deborah, will you explain the bill, please?
House Bill 3008A prohibits an employer from requiring an employee to submit information related to hours worked or pay received when the employer knows the information is false. It provides that each pay period in which a violation occurs or continues is a separate violation. It establishes a private right of action, allows the court to award actual damages or $1,000 per violation, whichever is greater, as well as injunctive relief, attorney's fees, and costs. Allows the Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries to assess a civil penalty not to exceed $1,000 per violation. There's no fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Okay, I'll ask for a motion from Senator Coe.
Chair Taylor, I move House Bill 2008A to...
No, 3,000.
Sorry, 3,008A. To the floor of the Oregon Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knope moves House Bill 3008A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. And Deborah, can you remind me who's carried this? Was this Representative Bynum's bill? Whose bill was this?
Yes.
Oh, it was Leininger's bill. Okay. All right. So I will go ahead and. Senator Gelser, would you be willing to carry the bill, please?
I would be very happy to do that.
Great. So,
did we vote on it?
We just did. Seeing none, the motion passes. We did.
I have here, Madam Chair, is Representative Malmstrom's bill.
Oh, it was Malmstrom. Yeah, I just didn't see.
Maybe we didn't vote.
We didn't vote. Oh, that's seeing none, the motion passes. Did we not?
Yeah, it's Malmstrom's. Not that it matters.
Maybe we should vote again just to be sure.
Is there any objection?
Yeah. Maybe I just spoke too quickly. I said, let's do it again. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes.
We definitely voted now.
Definitely voted now, for certain. Thank you, Senator Gelser. And Senator Gelser will carry the bill and close the work session on 3008. House bill.
Sure, that would be a very difficult question to the carrier on the floor. Did you actually vote on the bill in the committee?
True. Close the work session on House Bill 3008A. And we're going to open a work session on House Bill 3060A. And Deborah, can you summarize the bill, please?
HB 3060A requires certain state contracts to include as a material term that the contractor certifies that the contractor has a policy and practice to prevent sexual harassment, sexual assault, and discrimination against members of protected classes. It prohibits state contracting agency from entering into a public contract with an anticipated price exceeding $150,000 with a contractor that has not certified in writing that a contractor has such a policy and practice. Specifies minimum requirements of policy and practice, allows the Department of Administrative Services to develop a policy template and provide other guidance for contractors in meeting requirements, and becomes operative on January 1st, 2018, takes effect 91st day following adjournment sine die, minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Okay, Senator Knope, can we have a motion, please?
Chair Taylor, I move House Bill 3060A to the floor of the Oregon Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knope moves House Bill 3060A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. I will carry the bill. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 3060A. And before we adjourn the meeting, I wanted to, first wanted to thank everybody for working so hard in the committee and for supporting the equal pay bill today. And especially for Senator Knope for all of his hard work. I wanted to say that we have two more bills in our committee. We've heard hearings on them, House Bills 2162A and House Bill 2567A. And one was Representative Witt's bill that we heard the other day, and the other one was the bill that had to do with the building trades and the general contractors with the carpenters. And both those bills folks from both sides were still, they're still talking and maybe coming up with some amendments, et cetera. So in order to give them a little bit of time to do that, and because we're hitting the chamber deadline, I went ahead and we scheduled them for possible work sessions for May 31st, which is a Wednesday. Okay, so this will give folks some time. And but feel free to come talk about those bills if you want to have more information. But when we get, if there are any amendments, obviously we'll let you know and we'll put them on OLIS. So we're going to adjourn the meeting, today's hearing on Committee on Workforce. And
So are we having informational hearings or are we not meeting between now and May 31st? What's...
I was not planning on us having any meetings. However, thank you for bringing that up. If folks would like informational hearings of some type, I'd be happy to organize some of some type.
We only have the two bills left, right?
And that'll
give
correct.
Time for people to work them out. So.
I felt as the most junior member here that all of you were very well informed on all subjects. So I didn't know that we really needed to have any informational hearings. But
I
if there is
the
something.
Next time you have this, there will be people that are going to come to you and say, hey, I would love to do an informational on this or this. Or maybe the analysts will figure out or have ideas of what people have said. But, no, I wouldn't push an informational just to have an informational.
Doesn't bother me at all that I don't have an informational here.
I just decided to go ahead and perhaps we've had a lot going on and we have a lot more to go. And we have budget issues and revenue and transportation and all sorts of things. And so I thought
I'm fine.
Go ahead and we'll meet again on the 31st if something changes between I guess we can't, but we have until Friday to post something. Something, I suppose, could change, but until then, we'll just leave it the way.
Well, are there, I know that the House has a lot of House bills yet that they haven't heard. Is it a possibility that we would get any workforce bills before
That's
the deadline Friday?
So I inquired about that, and at this point, I don't know of any, and so that's why I said, right now it's scheduled for May 31st. It is, in theory, possible that something could happen, but not that I am aware of at this point.
So you'd have to post by Friday?
By Friday, but that could happen between now and then.
Okay.
So, and if it does, then I'll let you know. I mean, I wouldn't go and book up your calendar right now for next week for these on Monday and Wednesday, and then remember, a week from Monday is Memorial Day, so we're not going to be here anyway. So there would only be So the 31st is how we have it scheduled, and I wanted folks for these other two bills to have time to work on an amendment. Now, if they feel that they need a hearing, for example, next Wednesday, in order to flush some things out, which could happen, then then we'll go ahead and we'll schedule that. But just trying to be sensitive to everyone's time. Did I miss anything, Deborah?
I don't think so.
Does anybody have any other questions?
Do you know what the status of some of the bills that we passed out are over in the House?
Oh, that would be a good thing.
I can find out.
Yeah, I think that.
I think particularly
they have not heard any Senate bills is the latest that I've heard because they're still trying to get their House bills out over here.
True. I don't think we can get them. I mean, if they haven't heard them on the floor yet, for them to get it off the floor, get it assigned to committee. I mean, that's House bills that haven't made it off the House floor yet have challenges.
Although I know that a bill that I would really like in my committee is supposed to be coming off of the floor Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
This Wednesday.
Today.
That's today.
Yeah, it's supposed to come off today. I forgot that today's Wednesday. And I've already notified the Secretary of the Senate and President's Office, et cetera. As soon as it's over there, get it to Anna and get it so that we can have first readings before by Thursday. By tomorrow, yes.
But they're
done. So we
done.
Can schedule it.
They did five bills today.
So it might have been, those might have been one of mine.
Okay.
I didn't look.
I bet these are yours. They're all Greenlink bills.
Oh, yes. So probably one of them is mine. The one coming. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We are adjourned.
All right. Wanted to talk about.
That's fine. I forgot we were on the record. We're just.
That's fine. I forgot we were on.